Let's bring it up to our own times. You know, would there be a desire, would it be somewhere to the fore of our thoughts if in similar circumstances, oh, I'm disappointed that I haven't lived to see revival. Would that be far up the list, Christian? If we were to ask, well, what are you going to miss if your day was to end, your life was to end today? Would we be saying something like that? I'm disappointed I haven't lived to see revival. I'm disappointed that I haven't lived to see the Lord work in mighty power as He has done in times past. Or would it be other things? Earthly things, temporal things. It wouldn't be, there would be nothing wrong with saying that you miss certain other things. But what's the priority? It's a good way to measure just how much we are tied to this world and the things of this world. And may the Lord help us.